Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Okay. Kill it. All right, it's 8:06. It's Monday, and it is time to find out who the hell is playing the Bottle Rock this year. Bottle Rock Napa Valley. It's amazing. It's just gotten bigger and bigger every year, and this year's lineup is... I'm freaking out. There's so many people I want to see on this. I'm going to start with your headliners, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah!
Give it away now. Our headlining Bottle Rock.
And Frusciante's back. So their great guitar player is back in the band and will be touring with them.
It's going to be incredible.
I love those. How many times have you seen them play?
I've seen them never. I don't believe I've ever seen them, the Chili Peppers.
I've seen them at least 10 times and they're excellent. Really, really fun.
I cannot wait. I can't wait. I love them. So I think that we get single day lineup stuff later.
Yeah.
So we don't know which night they're headlining or any of that, because I think they're just doing 3-day tickets right now. So next up, Red Hot Chili Peppers, amazing. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews Band is playing. Stevie Nicks is playing.
Oh.
Sing songs. Sounds like she's singing. Ooh,
baby.
Ooh. Say ooh. Miley Cyrus is performing.
Oh.
Khalid is playing.
Can we just talk?
I really am excited to see this next artist, because the very little bit of live performance I've seen from her, I've been like, oh man. Like, she kind of reminds you of like the Bruno Mars dance moves and like Prince. It's Janelle Monáe.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So
people love her.
I know. She's neat. Maren Morris is performing. Play that other one. Play the one I like. Yeah.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle? My mind just a little.
God's good. Perennial favorite, Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know it's a party.
I know.
Longtime friend of Alice, and another longtime friend, Matt Nathanson, is performing.
Oh.
Woo!
Give me your hips.
That is just a few of the people who are performing at this thing. Brandi Carlile, Avett Brothers, or Avett Brothers, Monsters and Men, Blondie. Empire of the Sun. Yes. Jimmy Eat World. I'll hand you the whole list. But here's the deal. The tickets are going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. These are three-day passes.
Mm-hmm.
The three-day passes go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. So I don't see the dates on here, but it's always over Memorial Day weekend.
Look at that first page of that news release.
Diggable Planets are still a band?
May 22nd to the 24th.
22nd through the 24th. The best in live music, food, wine.
Milky Chance. View.
Oh, right.
You know Milky Chance?
I know him because of you.
I bet you, yeah, right, likes this guy.
Maybe that's where I've heard of him. Bottle Rock features the world's top musicians on 5 stages, including the Williams-Sonoma Culinary Stage, which is a really cool stage because it's like
fun.
It's like music artists who come on the stage and cook like their favorite thing with like the celebrity chefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a great time. First Taste of Summer is back, presented by Jam Cellars.
Woo!
Ooh, I'm sure that Jane will have her little Jam Cellar area.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, it's going to be a big deal, everybody.
Been away from Jane for so long.
I know. I miss Jane. I forget what she looks like. Where are you, Jane? Jane, where are you?
How do you say this? I'm going to highlight this. Because Jerry Harrison and Adrian Belew are in something.
Oh.
Say that word. Turquoise?
Turquoise. Maybe it's turquoise.
Turquoise. I like turquoise.
Turquoise. T-U-R-K-U-A-Z. Turquoise.
Both very accomplished musicians doing something I've never heard of.
Right.
I'll watch that.
And Diggable Planets is on there.
Yeah.
God, there's just
so many.
Who's Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers?
I don't know those guys.
People out there who are like, oh, those guys are amazing.
They're awesome, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I mean, there are just so, the list is very long. Anyway, Bottle Rock, it's coming. Make your plans. Get your hotel rooms or your Airbnbs or whatever the hell you're going to do. Because you want to be there for that. 3-day tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at BottleRockNapaValley.com.
See you there.
By the way.
Yeah.
In less than half an hour, we have a pair of those tickets to give
away. Oh,
we
my do. God, that's already?
Right. I know. 8:30-ish, we'll throw a pair of your
How
way.
Does Alice do it?
I just don't even know. It's a mystery how Alice pulls this stuff off.
She is something.
She really, truly is. Speaking of people who are something. Scott Capurro.
Hello?
You're heading back to the UK today.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, I am. Yes, yes, I'm going. How are you guys?
We're wonderful. Happy 2020.
All that live music sounds so fun, all that stuff.
I know.
What's going on?
Will you be here at the end of May?
I might be. You know, I think musicians really like coming to the Bay Area because people are so up for it. It's so beautiful here.
Well, and I'm telling you, Bottle Rock is it's a crazy great festival.
Mm-hmm. It's great. You're going to go?
Hell yeah.
Are the kids going with you?
I bet they will want to. You know what? I should bring that list home for my kids.
Okay.
My kids will be like,
yeah, I'm going to go to that. I want to go.
And you and John, you bring a bottle of wine and a big basket of weed just to get high.
Yes. That's exactly.
Speaking
of. A wheel of cheese, a bag of weed, and a bottle of wine.
You've been without your husband for 2 weeks. Or how long?
Yeah,
3 weeks?
A month.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. What's left of you? Anything?
Nothing. Thank you for asking, Vinny. That's sweet of you.
Are you just a bloody pulp at this point?
I'm so hungover right now. My mouth is barely opening.
Aren't you at the airport right now?
I was meant to be, but I pushed the flight to later today. There's two flights. Rock and roll, baby.
Partied himself out of his first flight.
Oh,
we're gonna have to make that later.
And I had to call last night, like you know, midnight on a Sunday to British Airways. So like, thank God they're 8 hours ahead. And I'm like, can we move it? Because I don't know where I am right now. But anyway, so yeah, I drank some champagne. It was flat. I didn't think it would give me drunk, but flat champagne
still works.
Oh my God, man, it works. Mm.
What'd you do for New Year's? I know you had your gig down in South San Francisco.
Yeah. The gigs were great. They were really fun. The New Year's thing was really super fun and very well behaved. I was surprised.
I expected you to come up to my house. You must have been otherwise occupied. What happened?
Yeah.
No, we went to, I ended up watching Greg Proops at the Punch, bringing the New Year.
Really?
Really super fun. Really fun. And then I called you the next day because I was in your hood. You're like, no, don't come over. I was
there was no, I was not well. But it was,
this was something after New Year's?
It was the first day of
drive.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. I was fine.
Oh,
but he calls me at 4 o'clock and I'm leaving on a bike trip at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not seeing you now.
I've been to the beach with the kids.
You said
stuff,
you were gonna.
You know?
You said you were gonna call me on the way out, and that would have been fine. Noonish would have worked, but four. I was on my way out the door.
I thought that was gonna be too early. Cause you're so funny. You've got a very small slot of time.
I do. I have small windows
for
you.
Yeah, you're very small.
Well, if you live nearer to me, it was lovely. It was great. Mine didn't come in with a bang like yours did, apparently.
Right. Oh.
I love the Bay Area, though, this time of year. So quiet. I mean, back to reality today, everyone's back, but it was so, so nice for a few days there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, my side hurts. What did I do? Ow.
You tell us, man. I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can't breathe deeply. Oh, man. I feel like I have a fur ball in my throat. Ugh. Anyway, it was good. I woke up, there's a cat on me yesterday. I don't know where I was. It's Mark. It's my friend Mark. He takes me to all these parties and drops me off. Somehow he finds his way home and just leaves me there.
Yeah. It sounds like you asked to stay. I remember that one story where those guys were like, we out of here. He's like,
yeah,
I'm staying.
I did ask to stay last night. He had some brown rice. I'm like, I'm a bit hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, anyway. Happy
New Year to you as well. Before you
go. Brown rice, is that code for something?
I don't
something?
Know what that
I don't
is.
Know
yeah,
what
does that mean?
What is that?
Not positive.
Oh, it was his dry
Trying to be careful with the questions I asked.
He had some spicy pork, and I indulge anyway.
Great. Ooh. And now your side hurts.
There's all sorts of videos on the internet. Do you know that? All sorts of videos. Did you know this?
Wow.
I didn't know. I really didn't know.
You just found YouTube, huh? All right.
I typed your name in there, Vinny. Found some funny stuff. And then that weird video you made where you were shaving your chest. Have you seen that? Have you seen that video? Hello?
A weird video of me shaving my chest?
Why did you do that?
I think it's
for your tattoo?
Yeah.
I don't know that there's...
Let's look that up real quick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Vinny Hassing shaves his chest. Were those the code words that you used?
I think that's what I used, yeah. Yeah, I think I put the word bare chest in there somewhere.
It doesn't pop up.
Yeah. Triple X. No, I found. Well, maybe it's over in the. It's only in the East Bay.
I get it. Okay. Yeah, it's in the other in the East Bay internet.
In a different zone. Yeah.
Well, listen. You were saying you've got some shows coming up here when you come back that are already selling. Is that
we've already sold like 4 tickets?
Oh my God!
And we're going to try again in Novato, Sarah, at that venue, the Inn Marin. We're trying again to do it. Remember,
It got canceled, and people showed up and were like, "This place is closed."
Mm-hmm. And weirdly, the people that were running the venue didn't know that we had a show booked.
Huh.
So this time though, they know. And I got an email to prove it. And we're going to provide a stage and all of it, a whole show.
Wow.
It's going to be fun.
How funny is
that?
You don't have to bring your own stage.
It's really good.
I have an email to prove it. What good does that do you? Who do you show that to if they're not there?
Are you the mayor D in this joint?
You guys. No, seriously. I have to.
I have an email that proves
that
it.
I could.
I brought a stage, for God's sake. I'm going to set up in the parking lot.
Oh, my opening act from driving all the way from Santa Rosa. Come on, let's go.
Well, listen, we will miss you. And and we love you. And I'm so glad we got a chance to say hi to you in 2020, Scott.
Except not on New Year's Day. We didn't get a chance to say. Oh, here you mean. I see.
Apparently had things to do all day. And I told you I had a dinner thing. And
you're better on the radio than in person. You know that about yourself, right? You know you're better on
the radio. Yes, I'm a terrible person in real life.
No, the in-person thing is hard for you. I understand. No, it's great, though.
Tough.
I love you. And
I love you, too.
It's my mother's birthday tomorrow, by the way.
I think that's my dad's birthday.
Yeah, my sister's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The 7th, a big day. All right, love you, Scott.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
Have a safe trip. Feel better.
Thank you. Vinny, find the video. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. All right.
Okay. No, thank you. I don't get it's my mom's birth. She's passed many years ago.
Yeah.
So why would you?
You still recognize it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's like Elvis is dead.
Just squeeze that in there real quick. Yep. It's my mom's birthday.
Well, he wants to point out, I think that's like a dig on my insensitivity. You know, I didn't see him on New Year's, and I don't care that it's his
you're
mother's.
Cold-hearted.
Yes.
Black heart.
As you know. Right. I'm bad in person.
My dead mom's birthday has come around again. You should be extra nice to me.
Why aren't you
catering
to my needs?
I have not worked my dead dad's birthday into our show, so
jot
I'm going
to
mark
you
that
need
down.
To, listen. Today's the day I'm
my
in
dad
mourning.
My dad was born in the month of May, so let's all be extra nice to me.
The whole month, huh?
Well, I mean, why not?
What, right?
I mean, we're milking weird things.
Right. Ask for what you want.
Weirdo.
All right, so we have like a minute left here.
All right.
Once again, if you missed it, the Bottle Rock announcement happened. The 3-day passes go on sale tomorrow at 10. In just a few minutes, we have a pair that we're going to give to. Are we doing Colin 97? What are we doing? Yeah, Colin 97. So it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Dave Matthews Band, Stevie Nicks, Miley Cyrus, Khalid, Janelle Monáe, Maren Morris.
Come on, Brit.
Michael Franti and Matt Nathanson, among many, many
so
others.
Many.
It's going to be amazing. Justin Bieber has a new single. Hashtag Bieber2020. It's officially here.
The show. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know if it's coming, but that's the show I got to take my kid to.
Justin,
is she asking?
Absolutely. Well, she was like, "When am I going to go to some more concerts?"
Oh wow!
Because I'm playing music for her, you know, and I'm into it. I want her to like music or love music, and I was like, "Well, we'll go to shows this upcoming year."
Yeah.
And then she goes, "Bieber."
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, take her to Bottle Rock. Let's split a rental. They're incredibly expensive.
Yeah. Let's see. Bieber's coming to Levi's Stadium.
When?
May.
Oh.
Oh,
22nd, boy, oh boy. May 22nd.
That's my dad's birthday.
You'll be in mourning that day. You can't go that day. You tell that daughter of yours that's not the day for Justin Bieber. I can't see Justin Bieber on my late father's birthday.
Or I could just say that to everybody in order to get backstage and hang out with Biebs. Well, yeah. my dad died. His birthday is today, so if I could.
All right. Come on.
Weird thing.
Not your kids, though. Sorry, girls.
So he married Haley Baldwin this past year. He took a year-long musical hiatus, and he is back with new music for the new year. Clearly a tour that's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
This first track that he's released is called Yummy, and he released it on midnight on January 3rd.
I wonder what he's talking about.
He's rocking pink hair.
Yeah. Pale pink. It's beautiful. He looks very pretty. He's sitting at a table in a restaurant with various people. They probably are people of significance. I have no idea who they are. Older dude, older lady, Jello.
He's just like good eating hair away.
Yeah, everyone keeps getting up. And you know, he looks like Pete Davidson.
Mm.
With his hair like that.
Lobster. Oh, yeah.
All right. Lobster. I had a lobster on New Year's Day. It's good.
You did?
I did.
We had lobster on New Year's, too.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you have that?
At home.
You
we threw
boiled,
a party at our house.
You boiled
yeah
lobsters?
I think she just made tails.
Oh.
No, I know she just made tails.
So did you have them like in lobster rolls or just part of the, like steak in a
yeah
lobster tail?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
New Year's, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, us and the McCutcheons. Big party.
Why? Because they have a lot of kids?
Well, yeah, and they go to bed early, too. So, was,
which is so great.
We did the 9 o'clock.
You had ball drop from the East Coast.
Ball drop, and then we said, get out!
All right, everybody out. Well, there you go. Yummy is the name of the song. I don't know how many times he says yummy, but there's a lot of yummies in there. Yummy and yum.
Well, he should
new
think
Justin
his wife
Bieber
is yummy, because that is where it begins and ends.
Sure.
Is right there.
Southern Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top albums in the country at this moment. We'll zip through this really, really fast because, as you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been out. This is a little roundup. Summer Walker's Over It is number 10, 28,000 copies. Taylor Swift's Lover came in at number 9 with 30,000. DaBaby, Kirk. 36,000. He's in some trouble. I read some story about him this morning. I forget what
yeah
it was about, but he's in trouble with the
did
police.
Did his people beat up on someone or something?
Well, probably. I don't know.
Something.
Number 8. Young Thug, 38,000 copies. Is So Much Fun for 7th place. Billie Eilish, 45,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep. Oh, Where Do We Go? Wow. Number 5 is the Frozen 2 soundtrack, 46,000 copies of that.
So good.
Into the unknown. Into the unknown. At number 4 is Harry Styles' Fine Line, 54,000 copies. At number 3 is Hollywood's Bleeding, that's Post Malone's record, 64,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tears you never owe. Take what you want from me. Take what you want from me. Take what you want and go. Get your clothes and get out. Roddy Ricch has the number 2 record in America. Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. 74,000 copies of that. And brand new, debuting in first place, Travis Scott with various artists, Jack Boys. 154,000 copies.
Mm.
And now you know. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have breaking news from the sports world. Also, a Kelly Clarkson brawl and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.